Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this fourth and final Sunday of the month of August. May the Spirit of the Lord bless our time of congregational worship as we offer our praise and thanksgiving to the Almighty and everlasting God. As the front of the worship bulletin is graced with pictures of students starting a new school year, we are here at the church preparing for a new year of programs, which will kick off on Blast Sunday, September 11th. Please see the special announcements in the bulletin regarding Blast Sunday, remembering that BLAST stands for Believe, Learn, and Seek Truth. This week's community meal is being provided by a meal team from St. John's. It's the final meal of the summer meal schedule. Then a new schedule begins on September 13th, because September 6th there will be no meal. And on September 13th, the new meal schedule, there are other area churches and organizations that are getting back involved for after the summer schedule is over. Anyone who is able to help prep and serve this week's meal may contact me for further details. If you look at the short calendar of the week in your bulletin, you'll see that the Chancel Choir rehearsal is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, and any and all singers are invited to be present for a new year of musical ministry. You'll also see or be aware maybe that Bob Kuntz entered into eternal life on Thursday evening at the age of 90. Please keep Keith and Kelly and the rest of the family in your prayers. Services will be held here at the church on Tuesday with visitation in the chapel from 9 to 11. The service will be here in the sanctuary at 11 a.m. with a luncheon to follow, and then burial in the Wauseon Cemetery will follow the luncheon. If you can either help serve or provide a salad or a dessert, please be in contact with the church office. We're looking for about 6 to 8 people to help with the serving and some of the prep work for the meal. So please let the church office know if you can do that. And because of that service, there will be no Tuesday morning Bible study. We congratulate Dean and Jane Pearl Buckenmeyer on the birth of a granddaughter, Violet May, who was born on August 24th, weighing 7 pounds and 3 ounces. Violet May's parents are Dustin and Kathy Buckenmeyer, who live in Solon, Ohio. And finally, Lynn and I want to share with you that she has recently been diagnosed with breast cancer. Lynn has been through several appointments these last 3 weeks. She's been through a biopsy, an MRI, and finally had full body scans done on Friday. And we see the oncologist for a second time tomorrow morning to learn what all those body scans and things mean. We do know that there will be surgery. Tomorrow we hope to learn whether there will be chemo and radiation prior to the surgery or after the surgery or both. And that is all that we know at this time medically. We have shared with our family, with some close friends, with the elders of the church. And now we ask for your prayers for Lynn and I, as for Lynn's health and this ongoing medical journey that will unfold in the coming weeks. We continue to pray for God's wisdom, and we are thankful for his faithfulness as we walk through this new experience of life and faith. I know that in my conversations with several households, several families, several people, the last 3 weeks, when they are dealing with cancer, it has given me a new appreciation for the journey many of you have walked through. And so in faithfulness under the Lord's mighty hand, we gather here to worship with you this morning, and may we lift high the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Our scripture is found in Psalm chapter 63, reading from the first through the fourth verses. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Please pray with me. Oh, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the wonderful blessings that you have given to us. Thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus, and the salvation that we have through him. Please help us to glorify you with praise and worship this morning and in all that we do. Help us to praise you for as long as we live. In Jesus' precious name, we ask this. Amen.
I invite you to stand for our call to worship. Our responsive call to worship can be found printed in the bulletin. He's alive. He's alive. Christ the Lord is risen today. He has conquered death.
And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also live in new bodies.
He is risen.
Our opening hymn this morning is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. It is found on page number 354 in your red hymnal if you choose to follow along. So let us sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
call together our unison prayer of confession. God of healing, God of wholeness, we bring our brokenness, our sinfulness, our fears and despair, and lay them at your feet. God of healing, God of wholeness, in this precious moment of your presence and power, grant us faith and confidence that here broken lives are made whole. Amen. Our God sets captives free. We're free in God's sight. Our God brings new life to the desperate.
We can face a new day with courage.
Our God works wonders.
Even our lives change and be changed for the world. Hallelujah. Amen.
Our hymn of response is Victory in Jesus. It is found on page number 473 of your red hymnals, if you choose to follow along there. Let us sing Victory in Jesus.
I invite you to greet one another in the peace of Christ.
give me peace when I am tossed and frightened, lost among the waves. Give me hope when I'm in doubt and fears are clouding up my faith. Would you come and move the mountains? 'Cause I'm too weak to climb. Promise that you're with me in this fight. I can hear the thunder, but I'm okay, 'cause you're with me.
Sharpest blade against my skin, threatening to open all the wounds I've tried to mend. Would you come and be the healer that I know I've seen before? You've promised me that I can be restored. I can heal.
I invite the children to come forward for a message together. I'm going to speak to mom and dad and grown-ups here first. If you're like me, you have a drawer in your house that has a whole bunch of random stuff in it that you don't know where to put anywhere else, and it probably collects. You probably don't end up doing anything with it. So I grabbed a few random things in my house this morning. Now, for you, I have, I don't know, piece of paper, empty bottle, toilet paper roll, string, pipe cleaner, and a pencil that's not sharpened too well. Now I would look at it and I say, "Oh, this is it's trash. It's old. I probably throw it out." But if you looked at this, would you do anything fun with any of these things? Make anything? What could you use this for?
I could use that for my pet hamster.
You'd use as a tunnel for your pet hamster? That's creative. You're gonna have one? What about a piece of paper? What could you use with it?
I could use it to use like a map and a bottle.
You, You can make a map and put it in the bottle. That's creative too. What about a pencil that's not sharpened? What could I do with it?
You could sharpen it.
I could sharpen it, right? Right. You can make all funds. You can bend this to make any shape you wanted, right?
Like to make it to go through this.
You can make a bracelet.
Make it like a crystal.
Like a crystal. You could grow crystals on it too, yeah. See, you guys are creative. And God, when he sees us, we might think of ourselves as just random things and pointless or just things that get thrown away. But God says, no, I'm going to take you and I'm going to make something creative. Like I'm going to make a message in the bottle, or I'm going to make a bracelet, or I'm going to, here's a bracelet and a tunnel for a hamster, and I'm going to sharpen this pencil. Or even the box, right? Do you guys like, do you play with boxes too?
You can make it weather.
See, I just throw this in the garage, but see, you guys are creative. And God takes us and he says, I'm going to make you into a new creation, and I'm going to give you new things and new names. So now you're going to be called Child of God, and now you're going to do something new. You're going to tell the good news of Jesus Christ to people. I'm going to make you new. I'm going to forgive you. And that's what he says, yeah.
We can make a train out of a box.
You can make a train out of a box, see? And God is very creative, and he takes you, and he makes new creation. So we're going to hear that today. So if you listen carefully today, you'll hear that. So for now, let's fold our hands and pray, and you can repeat after me, okay? Dear God, thank you for making me a new creation. Help me to live as a new creation. And help me to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, okay, goes back to your seats. Thank you. Now we come to our Father's heavenly throne as a church, as a congregation, with those prayers on our hearts and minds, those prayers listed in our bulletin, those prayers mentioned this morning. So let us pray. Dear Lord, every day is an Easter celebration for your children. Each day our mouths declare Alleluia, and each day our actions announce Jesus is risen. And hopefully the world sees Jesus in our lives and it too shouts, Jesus is risen indeed. Lord, we ask that this resurrection truth, this confidence, would resound not just inside these church walls on Sunday morning, but may this truth that's living inside us touch the lives of all that we meet. Lord, when our faith stands at the grave, grieving for a stone that's been rolled away, forgive us. Lord, when our faith is short of understanding, though the truth is clearly there to see, forgive us. Lord, when our faith sees no further than present doubts and troubles, forgive us. And Lord, may we proclaim instead, I have seen the Lord. Give us faith to believe that. Lord, we thank you for the triumph you've won for us over the power and the fear of death. We thank you for the triumph won for us over the schemes of Satan. We thank you for the triumph won for us over our own old flesh and being creative and making us new creations in you. Lord of life, you defeated all these things. You rose from the dead to show us that we too can rise from all that binds us to the world, our pride and envy, our anger, our fear, and our debt of sin. Christ the Lord, you are risen today. And Lord, may this comfort be with all of us today. Lord, we ask that you would especially be with those and have this message reach those who are hurting, who are ill, those who are lonely, those who are suffering, those who are anxious, those who are weeping, and those who are lost. And Lord, may you take what we see as old and useless, and may we be the beautiful feet, this new creation that brings this good news to others, this comfort to others. And now, Lord, we pray those words that you have taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing the sermon hymn. It is called Above All. It's found on the in the insert in your bulletins. So please follow along there.